My name is Kaya Usher. Welcome to my morning show. I work with frequencies and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the simplicity platform. Happy Monday. How was your weekend? I had such a busy weekend of sessions. And it's amazing what happens for me. I get transported where I literally come out of the sessions and it's 6 o'clock at night. And I'm like, how did that happen? Because what I do is I go into that timeless space. And that's where we rectify ourselves. That's where we clean up the space, is in that spirit space where there is no time. And so, like, I literally step back out into this physical space and it's like, wow, it's dinner time. So having amazing results. I heard this weekend, and I love this so much, and that was my vision. I heard from a few people that the radio show, they have never done actual sessions with me, and yet they are shifting from the radio show. So from the talking of the radio show and the meditations, people are shifting. And what I love about that is that was always my vision, is that nobody gets left behind. So I have my one-on-one personal sessions with people, but the radio show is there for everybody. So guys, keep sharing. Keep sending in your questions. And I said to a gentleman yesterday in a session, guys, send your questions in too. I get a lot of questions from women. Men, time to step up to the plate. Your questions are good. And they're different too, because they come from a different perspective. So guys, send your questions in and keep sharing the goodness, because this is changing. It's changing families. I just got another message right now saying, working with a woman, her sister, who has had tremendous mental instability, her sister has not had any of that instability since working with me. And that was several months ago. She's coming into herself again. She's getting stable, where she's understanding her spiritual boundaries. So many of us have forgotten what is our spiritual skin. And that's why it's the number one part of my work, is getting you so locked in and luxuriating in your body and understanding that spiritual skin that is all around you. So nothing, no one, no energy systems, no frequencies, no people, nothing can push into your space. And when your space is clear, you get to heal at such a deep level, because it's just you there now. So it's a process. We're cleaning up your structure at a DNA, even deeper than that. I haven't found the word yet to describe where we go. It's beyond DNA. But we're cleaning it up at such a deep level. The remnants. You know, the remnants of the devastation that happened in your lineage. And then basically, think about your lineage. It goes on and on and on. So we're cleaning up the remnants of that. And then what happens is you start feeling the brilliance of what it's like just to be you. Just to be you. No one else. No memories. No devastation, no family rule sets. It's just you, and you get to choose how you want your day to be. That's what people say. They start like, Kaya, I just don't care anymore. And what that means is that they've just come back home and they're like, I'm so good. You find you actually don't even need any much anymore. My kids comment on, you know, I'm a boring traveler, because literally I get somewhere and I could just sit there for days and just stare. Like, that's good for me. I don't need to fill myself up with things outside of me, because I'm solid again. And yet if I choose to go out and do something really fun, that will be really fun. But I don't need it. And what I find is the lower resonating frequencies, we need a lot more. We need a lot more. We need a lot more people to prop us up. We need a lot more feedback from the outside world to prop us up. We need to look out into the world to try to understand ourselves. But when we come back in to our wholeness, we don't need anything. And it's flipped around, and what happens is we start to choose how we spend our time. We're very picky about how we spend our time because we're having such a good time on our own that to go out and do things, we choose wisely. We choose things that will enhance us. I choose friendships that are going to be equal or if not more enhancing. It's the same for food. It's the same for, you know, if I see a herb, it's like, that's going to enhance me. I'll grab it. If I see a tea, if I see whatever I see, I'll grab it if it's going to enhance my inner brilliance. I'll just know. This knowing comes in. It's like, take it, Kaya. That's for you. That's for you. That's for you. And that comes in for you guys too. So you start asking less questions and start trusting your own decision making. I hold your hand as you clean up your space, but then that freedom sets in and off you go. There are so many of us who are ready to literally step out and just rock our freedom. And the more of us that do this, that really own our power, because we are powerful, powerful beings. I was saying that to a friend of mine this morning, just how powerful. I was looking at my children and how powerful they are and how powerful I feel. And it's the same for you guys. So everything I say, I see the same for you. That same opportunity, that same potentiality, it's there for you. So it's not like, oh, you have that. How good for you. No, I have that. And I'm saying to you, and it's yours too. So nobody gets left behind. It's an incredible time to be here on the planet in this physical form. You chose to come here right now. So you can choose to shrink or you can choose to grow. All the people that are here on the radio show have made that conscious choice. They've put their foot down. Time to grow. So let's go to the question. Kaya, can you talk about freedom and the Free to Be family? Can you explain this in a little bit more detail? Thank you for the show. You are welcome. So great question. We're going into details about the things I repeat, it seems, because we need to start opening that up and magnifying that so we understand what that really means. So what is my vision of freedom? What is that Free to Be family? So like I told you guys years ago, when I started seeing the consciousness that is here on in physical form and then way, way, way beyond, it's like this massive consciousness that is saying it's time for a new order. It's time for a higher playing field. Where, you know, when you're like, you're learning a sport, and then someone sees your potentiality and they go, wow, that kid has, they've got game, or they've got that potential to be a really good dancer or gymnast or soccer player or hockey player, whatever it might be, they're on point. So that person sees you, that coach sees you and says, let's start showing you the higher skill sets. Let's start training you in. So that's what's happening here with this freedom that I see. This consciousness is saying, wow, there are so many of us that are ready to become elite spiritual athletes, where we have that tenacity and that wish, that deep, deep burning desire. It's nothing physical, guys, that this is about. This is a deep burning spiritual desire for a deeper understanding of what freedom is. And so that ultimately is what the Free to Be family is all of us, so that consciousness way beyond this physical plane, which is in the there's not even a number I can give it, that is part of this free-to-be family that's saying, go, 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 do this down here, do this. And then all of you guys down here on planet Earth who are saying, I'm ready to own my freedom. And what that means is you delete to such a high degree all the untruths, all the things we've been spoon-fed by schools, by medicine, by the government, by our family, you know, by those traditions, by our ancestors, by experiences, all by religion, by spirituality even, all the things we've been told that we thought because we were not truly resonating in our freest form, we thought, well, we'll give that a go. We'll give that a go. And we bring it into our space and we use that as our compass. But what true freedom is, and true free-to-be family is, when we release and we become so present, our spirit and body entwined and dancing, clarified and brilliant. And then we step out walking in that freedom, void of all the outside information, sources. You work with that brilliant spark. That spark, that tiny little spark, that's all I need to see at the beginning when we work together. A teeny tiny little flicker. When I find that flicker, boom, I'm in. And out we go, expanding, 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 showing you your brilliance again, showing you how that little tiny flicker, and everyone has that. No matter what your experience, that little tiny flicker, we say, let's go. And so we expand it out. First, it just goes to the size of your body, and then it goes into your spirit field, and then out and out and out. And then you say, Kaya, I understand what freedom is. And no matter what happens in your life, you will not budge. You will not sell an ounce of yourself ever again, because you've come home and you know who you are again. That spark has been here since the dawn of time, actually way before that, before time existed. That spark was there, and that's what I work with. So I won't tell you big storylines like other people will. They'll tell you a big story about this is what happened and this is what I see. I say, let's just go. And what I find is it's the fastest way to get you feeling that freedom again. And then we literally look at each other as we hold hands, because we can see each other's brilliance. We don't even need to speak. We just see it in each other. And that to me is that free-to-be family, which is going to be growing. This radio show is here now, but people will be coming later on and listening. And you're going to see this family growing and growing and growing. And the more of us that come in, the more quickly we shift the planet and way beyond. It's a really exciting time. So it's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. As we get ready for the day this morning, sitting up, 1 foot, 2 foot, firmly planted on the ground. Part of the work that we do together, and the most important of all, is getting you locked in, into your body, into the present moment. When you are there, nothing unfavorable can ever happen, because you are so present, and that's the key to freedom. As we take a deep breath, then we're going to start at the top of our head, opening up that headspace, understanding our decision making comes from expansiveness. No loops, no lockdown, no clamps in the head. Expansiveness. Let's work on that headspace this morning. starting at the front of the brain, and we're going to be moving back, 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 back we go. Feeling the clarity, the expansiveness of our brain, clearing out any fog. Let's start the week really, really well. Moving down our face, feeling our eyes, the outside of our eyes, bright and beautiful, clear. The inside of our eyes, the mechanics coming in, super focused, healthy eyes. I was able to heal my eyes into perfection, so you can do that too. I'm an example of what you can do too. Into our nostrils, feeling the beautiful air coming in. Into our mouth, our tongue, our teeth, healthy, strong. Our lips, so perfect. Our ears, hearing the beautiful sounds of the planet. Into our throat. Coming into a deeper integrity. That is an integration. Integration, your spirit, your mind, and your body fully integrated. When you're integrated, you speak with integrity. You will be so delighted as you start seeing the way you speak change. Where you used to use a lot of negative in your speech, you flip now into the beauty, into the potential of yourself and of all things around you. Let your speech be your guidepost. You're going to see how quickly you're shifting by the words you use. Down we go, feeling our spine connected, strong body. My body has never been stronger. I tell you this because that's there for you too. Gentle curve, feeling our heart pounding, four chambers, strong heart, complete, expansive, all-knowing. What starts happening is a deep knowing. You don't need to search for your answers anymore. In your heart, that knowing drops in, boom, you have your answer. That's how this works. Lungs, breathing in, fresh air. Brilliant lungs, cleaning out any impurities. All the organs beautifully harmonized, releasing any toxins. Digestive area, reproductive area, flushing out all the untruths, all the past relationships. So that's a vital area. That's your safety zone. Let's get that perfectly resonating, so you feel activated, safe and sound in your body. Beautiful. Butt, legs, knees, bottoms of the legs, feet strong, anchored. That's our whole body. Let's shoot up from our feet all the way to the top. I'm going to do a little bit of flushing with us today and get us cleaned out even more. Feeling even more vital. And here we go, starting at the bottom. 1, 2, 3. Whoop. 1, 2, 3. Whoop. 1, 2, 3. Whoop. Now working on that spiritual skin. Guys, just sit back and pay attention to how this feels. I'm going to show you what that feels like. Arm's length all around you. Feel the deliciousness of knowing your own spiritual boundaries. When you've got that, you've got everything. You walk safe and sound until the day you decide to walk through. That, my friends, is true freedom. As we take a deep breath, inhale. hands on our heart. Welcome home. Welcome to the Free to Be family, and welcome to your freedom. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you guys tonight.